Ah, there's nothing like that first baseball game of the year. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. This afternoon, my daughter Natalie is taking me to my first Mariners game of the season. This is special to me because my affection for the game never really wore off on her, though I did give it the old college try. Once adolescence hit, though, her interests lay elsewhere. Like in reading, for instance. When she was a kid, she and her brother Eli used to love going to Mariners games with me in the old Kingdom. Mostly because we would climb way up into the abundance of empty seats in the upper reaches of the upper deck. The kids could play at the very, very top, sliding down those little 3-foot concrete abutments where the outside walls of the building meet the dome. I'm not sure why the game never really caught on with Natalie, but I have a feeling that August 28th, 1996 could have played a role. The Mariners were playing the Yankees and clobbering them mercilessly back when they could actually do that. The game was well in hand. The Mariners were up, 10-2 and on their way to a series sweep. And I thought, okay, well, maybe now it's time to head home, right? Beat the traffic, get the kids to bed. They were only 6-4 at the time. We climbed down the stairs from the tippy top of the dome there to the ramp that leads to the outer concourse. As we got there, this was now the closest I'd been to the actual field since we arrived, so I said, one more pitch to the kids, and we paused at the rail. Eli, though, turned and saw a ramp he could run down. What 4-year-old kid can resist that? So that's exactly what he did. Meanwhile, down on the field, Mariners pitcher Tim Davis came in high and tight with a pitch to Paul O'Neill of the Yankees. Here's how the New York Times described what happened next. The inside pitch knocked O'Neill down. He remained on the ground, glaring at the pitcher. Then when he returned to the batter's box, he exchanged words with Mariners catcher John Marzano, who emerged from his crouch and shoved O'Neill. O'Neill punched wildly at Marzano, and both dugouts and bullpens emptied. O'Neill and Marzano had to be restrained by teammates as the players from each team circled each other like two gangs in the schoolyard. Just when it seemed like the war of words, strangleholds, and shoves had ended, Daryl Strawberry went at it with Chris Bosio and Bobby Ayala behind the plate. The 6-foot-6-inch Strawberry was mobbed and backed into a corner as he flailed away. The fight delayed the game for 10 minutes and resulted in the ejections of O'Neill, Marzano, Strawberry, Bosio, and Ayala. Now, rewind to when this all started. I had Natalie's hand. Eli had turned toward the ramp and was skipping joyfully down it. Meanwhile, the TV monitors above the beer stands out on the concourse were showing a brawl unfolding on the field. Pretty much all of the fans who were getting snacks and beer left the lines they were standing in and charged for the nearest ramp so they could see what was going on. I turned to secure Eli, but he wasn't there. I saw him about 20 feet away, halfway down the ramp, literally turning on a dime like Indiana Jones running into a wall of charging natives. Only this wall was made up of mostly hopped up on testosterone adult male fans in various stages of inebriation. I yelled, "Come on!" to Eli, and he literally leapt into my arms as the three of us found ourselves suddenly pinned against the rail by the oncoming fans, forced to look down at this ridiculous brawl happening directly below us. Watching grown men rolling on the ground and flailing away on each other, with more grown men all around us, cheering the proceedings and egging the players on. When it was over, and we had room to escape down the ramp and out of the dome, Eli was excitedly replaying the highlights of the brawl, while Natalie just looked confused. "Just two guys were fighting," she said. "And then everybody was fighting everybody." I'd like to think I said something wise and reassuring in that moment. Maybe I found a way to explain the tribal mentality that pits teams, countries, political parties, and ethnic groups against one another. I'd like to think I didn't go with the truth, which was that the Yankees are just losers and Paul O'Neill is a crybaby who hates the high heat. But mostly I just remember thinking that when it came to Natalie's future as a baseball fan, this little display was probably going to leave a mark. That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.